Claire Cullinan of the Papers Convention in Cork East. We were talking about a number of points in the previous casts on political accountability. I believe you have some strong views. Would you care to elaborate?
Very much so. Going back to last November, when the whole public debate started on the state of our economy and the state of our country, I know local radio stations were contacting a lot of people and asking what would they suggest as the way forward. And personally, when I was asked, I said that my attitude would be sack the government. I run a business. I've been in business for 32 years, all of my working life. If somebody isn't performing, you sack them. In sacking them, they don't get bonuses, they don't get pensions, they don't get all of these things. So for me to be part of any political movement at this time, it would have to have some way of tracing accountability and making people aware of exactly what their candidate is doing. That's what CPPC does. In the contract that we have signed, we have signed to the right of recall. And that would mean that if we don't deliver, if we don't carry the people's mandate and only the people's mandate through to Dáil Éireann, so if I start trading my vote for a nice cushy little job for myself, or if I start trading it for the CEO of something or whatever along the line, then the people have every right to call me back and in doing so sack me and not pay me any pensions or any extras along the line. Of course, the other major part of that as well, with accountability and traceability, would be that the People's Convention are asking for the restoration of the rights of citizens to call referenda on any question to Bunratt na hÉireann. Now, this was something that was always allowed in the Constitution, and De Valera, in his wisdom, took that out. And he took that out, that's what disempowered the Irish people first and foremost, because if we can call a referendum at any time, then obviously we are fully and utterly empowered to take our politicians out because they are not actually representing us. We must also remember that this was the man who wouldn't let women be any part of the negotiating process in 1921 purely because we were too militant and too strong.